Certainly is an honor and a privilege to stand before you, to be here one more time at Calvary. I don't quite know if I've ever been this nervous before, following up a good brethren like Brother Bo, a very good preacher. But I do desire your prayers, and it would be an injustice for me not to preach what the Lord gives us today. And we're going to be in the book of John in the first chapter, and we'll get our thought out of the first couple of verses out of the first John, and we'll read a little bit, and then we'll try to preach God's word. But it'd be an injustice for me not to try to preach what He gives me and what He's laid on my heart, and for me to tell you that I'm nervous, and I really didn't want to get up here after I figured out real quick that I was going to be following up. It would be contradicting to what my thought is today, and that's the Lord is with you this morning. And in John chapter 1, in verse number 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witnesses of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not, and he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. He was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared." And I told you my thought was that you are not alone this morning. And I started to think about yesterday when I was sitting down and trying to read some scripture last night. And I got this thought yesterday evening when I was thinking about my life and the things that I've had to deal with in my lifetime. And I understand I'm a young man, but I want to tell you a story right quick. And I'd like to get into the Word of God. And I want you to pray for us for just a minute. And I was thinking about how when I was born again, how when I was saved by the grace of God, how I remember how that I felt alone, how I felt ashamed, how I felt of what I was, how when the preacher man, how I got up there, how I preached the Word of God, how into my life, how it came to life, amen. How that's what the Word of do for you. How that's what Christ I will do for you. I was an 18-year-old boy. I was homeless. I was without God. When I got born again, He promised me, if I lived right, if I followed Him, that I wouldn't be alone, that He would be there for me. I'll tell you this today, even when I'm living in sin, And I understand how the Bible tells us how that no man how can be in the presence of God living in sin. But I tell you today when we turn our backs on Him, He's where we left Him. He's back at that same spot. Where we turned around and started going against the values that He teaches us, the things that we're supposed to hold dear within our soul, we're supposed to hold all these things. I can't tell you how many things are in this Bible that we're supposed to follow. There's so many laws. There's so many qualifications. But I want to tell you today, Jesus summed it up. He said to love thy God with all your heart. He said to love thy neighbor as you'd love yourself. That's what we're supposed to do. When we got a brethren, when we've got a sister fighting sin, they're in a battle out there in the world, the devil setting snares, the devil setting traps before you, he's putting out those things that might get our attention off of the Spirit of God, that separates you from the Father. But I tell you this today, no matter how far you go, if you've been born again, you can't never be plucked out of the hand of the Father. You can't lose that salvation. But if you get so far gone, you can lose your joy. You can lose feeling the Holy Spirit. You can lose being able to lift up your hands and shout to the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I thank you, Lord, for giving me a message. You won't be able to thank the Lord for your kids waking up in the morning with the breath of life that the Lord put in them. You can't thank Him enough for that little baby crying. That's life right there. The church does what they're supposed to. If you're living right, if you're doing what the Lord would have you to do, whether it tells you to get up and testify, whether He tells you this week to get down and on your knees and pray to the all merciful God, pray for your brethren, pray for your sister. I'll tell you this, how the Bible teaches us, how we're supposed to lift each other up in prayer and supplication. How we're supposed to pray with our brethren, not talk about them behind their back, not talk about what they're dealing with, to your neighbors, what we're supposed to do, is help them, lift them up, do you remember old Moses, he got tired, he was weak, yes, us preachers, especially pastors, deacons, elders of the church, when they get tired, hired. It's your job, lay members. I to go over there. When it looks like the pastor's been defeated. When it looks like he's just about to give up. Because nobody moves. Because the service was dead. It's your job, amen. I to come in. And lift his arms up. And feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I run up. I threw your bones like a fire. Bible says in the book, I believe Isaiah, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. That's how we're supposed to be. Every Sunday, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth. Not just on Sunday morning. We're supposed to be out there. In the world, being a light. John wasn't the only witness. We are witnesses. Just like he was. We got the same power that he had. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes. We got that same power. They used to fill up the church house. But you know what? We've decided that we're not going to do it that way no more. What way are you talking about? I believe in that the Lord's going to be with you when He tells you to get up and testify. When He tells you to go down and sing the songs of Zion with all your heart. But most importantly, when He tells you to go over there in the grocery store and talk to that fella about Jesus Christ, about how good the service was on Sunday morning. Yes, sir. We're supposed to be a witness. And the Lord won't leave you alone. The Lord, if you come in on Sunday morning, ready to go, and get filled up, with the bread of life, with the gospel being preached, you're where you're supposed to be, you'll be doing those things, you'll see the church grow, not just by the numbers, but by spiritually, because I grow off of you, you feed me just a little bit, and guess what? If you don't bring your part to the table, what you're doing, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting your brethren and your sisters. You're hurting those little children that are lost and undone, because you might have been the key to the service. You might have been what the Lord had planned that day. You'll lose a blessing, amen. I've lost plenty of them when I didn't listen to God. But now, the stronger that I get, the farther that I go, I've got to lean on the Lord. Because the Bible says that He told us that He would, in my words, He wouldn't put too much that we can't handle. But He also said after that scripture, He said, I'll make you a way of an escape. If I'm not where I'm supposed to be, how am I supposed to see that way of escape? How am I supposed to see that light at the tunnel if I'm going the opposite way? In the Bible, we talk about how God's always with us and God's beside us. And you ever seen that picture where it's two, his footprints right beside the other in the sand? Do you remember we're going all the way back to the beginning. You remember when Adam and Eve had taken part in taking the fruit that was forbidden to eat? I feel like that this is you today. And I feel like the service today has been extended so that you can see where you're at. But when Adam and Eve, when they ended up tying fig leaves and dressing themselves and covering themselves up whenever their eyes were open to sin. Whenever the Lord opened your heart and told you that you was a sinner. Whenever you started to see the sin in your life, how filthy your flesh is. Same thing Adam and Eve did when they started covering themselves up. But then what did that do? I heard a voice, and it was God. And I believe that you've heard that voice today through the preaching of the gospel. And what did they do? They went and hid in the trees. What you're doing today is you're hidden within the church. You're hidden within the pews. You're hiding from God. But then what happened? Lord came out and said, "Where art thou, Adam?" I remember 10 years ago, the Lord said, "Where art thou, Justin?" He knew where I was. He was speaking to me. What did Adam and Eve do? They ended up coming out. They ended up following that voice. I believe it was the Spirit of God. I believe He's speaking to you today, whether it's to get saved, whether it's to get right, whether it's to get in accord, one accord with the church. And I'm fixing to be done. I didn't plan on preaching long. But I want you to understand how big this thing is. Every one of us, you, me, every one of us, we've all got a job to do. Whether it's here at Calvary, whether it's here at the crossing, wherever it's at, you've got a job to do. And what happens is you're not doing your job. Guess what? We've got a weak link. What does the Bible tell us about sons and daughters being born? The church has got to be in what? The church has got to be in travail. If you've lost your joy, if you're backslid in a backslid condition, then it's something to be ashamed of, but you can get it fixed. We've all been there. We've all been lost. Every one of us. We've all had to go down and pray at the altar. The Bible tells us that, what was the fall of man? It was pride. I bet you it felt like they sang for 20 minutes that day before I went down to the altar because I was prideful. But whenever I got up from that little altar, I looked up and I seen a whole different perspective. I seen God's people. I seen the ones that came in and had joy in their heart, that wanted to worship the Lord. I didn't see that old flesh that's out there in the world that sins that we a lot of times will judge. That's what the Lord will do to you. He'll change your perspective when you see somebody. He'll make it to where that we can yoke up with the inner man. And instead of judging you, Brother Bo, I lift my hands out to you and help you. I lift my hands out to you and do what the Lord has us to do. I go down and I pray with you. So go ahead and get a verse of song. But I want you to understand that the Bible tells us that He's only obligated to talk to us one time. Bible tells us that just like he knew where Adam and Eve was, he still called out their name. He's calling you today. And you're not alone. You're not alone in this thing. You have one of the most powerful organizations in the whole world sitting here at Mount Calvary in Blountsville, Alabama. And they are willing to go out into battle with you today. Because we need more people on the front line. Every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday, it's a battle. But I want to give you some encouragement while we close. Y'all go ahead and get a verse of song. While we close, some encouragement. If you go and you read the back of the book, we may lose some battles out there, brother. We may lose some battles out here in the church. But at the end of the day, we win the war. We win the war. And the Lord needs you today, not tomorrow. Because there's something for you to do today. And the Bible tells us, and I'm going to say this, the Bible, it is God's plan. It's God's plan that no man shall perish. That no man shall perish. It's God's will for everybody to receive salvation. But our flesh gets in the way. Our flesh gets in the way. Y'all go ahead and announce your verse and song. God is with you today. You are not alone. He was with us all the way to the from the beginning.
Yes.
Said the Word of God was made in the beginning. You were on God's mind before He even created the foundations of the earth. That's how important you are. Because He loves you that much. He loves you that much. But He knows every hair on your head. He knows every thought in your heart. He knows every intention that you have. But what He wants you to do is He wants you to follow up on those intentions. Intentions are good. I intended to go up there on that first verse. That didn't do me no good. A reaction is better than an inaction. You need to react today. Go ahead and that's your verse of song. Y'all stay and sing. I'm